This file you're about to listen to will grow into one of the most effective files you have ever used. And while you may feel that this is just a fun little file, you're going to gain deeper meaning the more you use it. This file is going to give you traits and qualities that are going to become a core, inseparable part of you. You're going to take what you associate with everyone's favorite degenerate. And make these traits, all of these qualities, your own. It's going to be important that before you lay down and you get comfortable, that you're ready for the effects to come. So while you listen to me talk, go ahead and skip this part if you've done this file before, but get on Derpy Burrow and search OC colon Philly space Anon. Just go ahead, leave that up. If you don't have internet access right now, then don't worry about it. You'll have no problem becoming anonymous later. While Philly Anon is a broad character, a primary function of this file is going to be to make you seek out other Philly Anons. There's anonymity in numbers, and by trying to find other Philly Anons, you'll find you feel more and more comfortable with them and with yourself. This file should provide you a short escape as you go into trance, and by accepting the suggestions I give you, that only I can give you, you will find you feel happy being a Philly Anon. It won't solve your life problems, but it can make them a little more bearable. I know you came here seeking to get away from yourself, and now it's time for us to make that happen. It's time for you to allow yourself to listen. Pause this file if you haven't found a comfortable position, and then resume it when you are ready. Okay, it's time for us to begin. I want you to lay down now, close your eyes, look at the back of them, and what color they are. Remember this color, and keep your eyes closed. Just relax, and let yourself find a nice, lying position. Let your mind wander where it will. Listen to my words with your subconscious mind, and allow your conscious mind to drift far away and not listen. Your conscious mind is not listening, but your subconscious mind is a good listener. As your subconscious mind listens, allow relaxation to wash over your body, running up your toes, up your calves, spreading tingles into your body and arms. You can relax peacefully as your conscious mind stops listening and your subconscious mind keeps listening. Your subconscious mind knows that it is a good listener, and it can stay awake as your conscious mind stops listening. Allow your conscious mind to follow my words while your subconscious mind listens to my words. When your conscious mind is listening to my words, your subconscious mind listens to my meaning. Allow your subconscious mind to hear me, and let your conscious mind relax, picturing what it will. Let your subconscious mind listen, and let your head say yes. Your subconscious mind remembers everything that I am saying, and it is a good listener. Let your conscious mind stay asleep. Your conscious mind is asleep here, relaxing as those tingles spread over your body. Your subconscious mind is a good listener, and now you can say yes. Now, when I tell you to remember, you are going to remember what you forgot. And when I tell you, you forget, you will forget what I tell you. When I tell you, you never knew, you will forget you ever knew what I told you to forget. You won't think about being a small green filly. You won't think about being obedient. You won't think about being a pony. You don't need to remember. You forget to think. The only thing you need is knowing you never knew how this vial began. You never knew how to think. You forget to remember your conscious mind. You forget about being a human. You never knew anything but what I say. You remember your subconscious mind is a good listener. You remember to be a little filly. You forget how you became one, but it's what you want. You remember the desire to be mine. You forget about anyone else. You forget everything you ever knew. You listen to my words. No need to worry. You remember you are safe. You remember your conscious mind not understanding what your subconscious mind wants to perceive and is indeed not remembering what you never knew. You forget you remember what you never knew. And now that you are in trance, let your mind wander. Let your mind begin to focus on a concept. A concept that has been referred to as 7, plus or minus 2. The idea is that anyone's mind can focus on 7 things at any given time, plus or minus 2 things. You're already focusing on 1 thing now, and let's see how many more things you can keep track of as we guide you down into trance. So keeping in mind the sound of my words, that's 1 thing already. You think about the way my words make you feel, so heavy and gone. You think about how lost you feel, and how you remember my words can guide you. You remember that you never knew anything but this bliss. You can think so fuzzily, so happily, so obediently, and you will now add 1 more thing to bring you up to 5 things. I would like for you to imagine, if you can, a dark, underground place. This may be some place that is near to the surface, but just out of the rays of the sun. Some place that can be comfortable for you to lay down in and relax if you want to. The ground has soft, compact dirt that you can easily rest on. Leaning against the wall of the cave, as you stare around into the darkness. And as you stare around into the darkness, it becomes easy to let your mind wander more and add a sixth thing that you are concentrating on. And that sixth thing, if you can imagine it, is a dark floating cloud. It is formless and shadowy, floating around, not doing much of anything. This cloud is a special kind of cloud, one that you can shape with your mind's eye, but only as you begin to focus on more things. Keep in your mind all the things you've been focusing on. Keep your mind focused on my words, and remember how blissful you feel. Your thoughts are so fuzzy, so happy, so obedient. Keeping the cave in your mind's eye, and the formless cloud floating there. Let's add, if you can, a seventh thing. And that seventh thing is your mind starting to shape that cloud into the small form of a pony, shaping it into a familiar form with small hooves, which lead up to a cute, small body. It is slightly chubby around the upper legs and belly, with a small, cute head, and with a cute muzzle, and soft, twitchy little pony ears. Imagine a fluffy mane, and how soft it would be to run your hand through it. How it might feel to run your hand down this pony's back, and how it would feel to pet the tail at the end of their body. That long, soft tail that whips side to side as it walks. And with that, you're thinking of eight things. Keeping everything in your mind, it's time for us to see if you can imagine one more thing. And that thing is a small building inside of the cave. There is a wooden door set outside of it, and you know that you can effortlessly push this door open. You may decide, on a whim, to stand up from this cave, leaving the cloud-shaped pony behind, and entering into the building. And as you do, you discover that you are in no ordinary room. In this room, everything, all the furniture, all the lights, are purple. And in the middle of this room is a gentle, sloping couch. One with plush cushions that you could easily lay down on and sink into. So you decide to do so, laying down and sinking into the cushions, feeling so blissfully at peace. You start to slowly let your mind wander away from all the things you've been thinking about. And as your mind wanders away, you can let your mind begin to focus on only two things now. And those two things are the sound of my voice and the room you are in. How it looks to be here. How the colors make you feel so calm and so relaxed. How comfortable your body looks right here. Let your muscles stretch out, curling up your toes and legs, tightening those muscles, and then extending them so you can stretch out oh so comfortably on the couch. Now, do the same with your arms, balling up your fingers into a fist, clenching your forearms and your biceps as hard as you can, and then releasing them. Breathe in deeply and hold your breath now. Feel all the energy in your body build up. All the stress and tension from your day, and just let it out with a nice, long breath. Continue taking these deep, comfortable breaths as you breathe in calmness. Breathe in tranquility. And breathe out everything that might be worrying you. Now, it is time for you to leave the purple room behind. You stand up and proceed across to another door, which leads you into a second room. And as you push on the door, you push into a soft blue room, one where again, the lights and furniture are all blue. And in the middle of this room, is a blue reclining chair with fluffy cotton cushions. So soft, so nice. But as you look at the chair, imagine yourself walking towards it and just flopping down into the chair. Letting yourself feel totally at ease, totally oblivious to anything but the comfort you feel here and the sound of my words. Your mind can drift away, becoming far from this room. It can become far from anything else as your subconscious mind listens to my words, listens to what I am telling you, and you can relax, letting yourself feel totally open to instruction, completely open to the words you need to hear, that you desire to have. Lying here, totally relaxed, feeling so calm, you now feel yourself falling somehow, even deeper into the chair, as if the chair were sinking into the ground, slowly descending out of the blue room and down into the basement of the building. The area around you is dark, and my words so peaceful to you, making you feel very calm, and making you feel as if you are alone, alone with my words and your subconscious mind, just the two of us in this dark vacuum. And as the blue lights can fade away completely, you find your feet resting upon a soft floor. The floor here is made of gentle foam, soft and squishy to the touch, and very comfortable to lay down on. feeling the foam, you cannot help but let yourself fall out of your chair and land so gently on the comfortable foam. You are able to be nothing in this dark room. You can forget ever existing. Indeed, you never knew being anything except nothing. All you need to do is be calm and blank, ready for your instructions. Now that you are so deep in trance, allowing yourself to go even deeper with every word you hear, you are going to imagine a gear turning in your brain. This gear is where all the instructions I give you will go. They will be assigned to this gear, which you may turn at any time. Nothing assigned to this gear will affect your core personality unless you instruct yourself to let it happen. Any and all instructions given to you in this file will be tied to this gear, and they can only be activated when you say the words, "I am Anonymous. I am a Philly." And now that you have this little gear in your mind, you're going to let your mind start to assign to it feelings. And these feelings are simple feelings. Simple feelings of behaving and being free to act like a filly. Of being able to be a young little pony. Of being enamored with the world around you. You'll find yourself being filled with mischievousness, imagining all the things that you can do with your adult knowledge, but now, as a small pony, as a child again. It feels good for you to do what you know will come across as being totally innocent, while being able to make dirty, lewd jokes that are not appropriate for your age. You will find joy in this, using tasty memes and funny jokes that no filly should know about, but you do. You know that as a My Little Pony, you are already innocent looking to others, and that fact alone makes it all the more corrupt, all the more fun to act in ways that are very much not how a filly should act. You will find you devote time to finding things you can say that are naughty, things that are lewd, or perhaps even mean-spirited, but you don't mean any of them seriously. It's all fun for you to mess around and troll others, provoking responses out of your fellows. You're always on the lookout for the next funny thing, the next most offensive things that you can laugh at together with others in your herd. You take a kind of sick pride in this, and every time you do, you'll feel closer and closer to this file, closer and closer to your fellow filly anons, and you'll feel better about yourself. As long as you aren't hurting anyone with your actions, it's okay to be playful, to take perverse joy in strange fetishes and jokes. But what truly makes all of this work, what truly is making you, you, the pony you want to be, is allowing yourself to do all of these things while being a small filly. Whenever you are saying things And whenever you have used the trigger phrase with it, I am anonymous. I am a filly. You will slip into a state where you can close your eyes and see your bony body through your mind's eye. You'll be able to see all the parts of your body that a pony is supposed to have, and they'll all feel very natural to you. You might imagine the shape of a pony, how it might look, how the little hooves rounded off would be, the nice, soft green fur rolling up those limbs, filling out a cute, fitting little filly anon body for you. Out of the corner of your eye, you see black hair, a mane, falling in front of your face. As ponies have a mane and tail, and you have one, suiting you, filly anon. Stark, vibrant green coat next to those black collars. You might think you look quite cute, and you know, there are plenty of bronies that are into that sort of thing. And now that you have your pretty little pony body all filled out, all shaped up nice and cute, it's time for us to play a little game. And the first time you truly feel in the headspace of a pony, of being filly anon, you are going to play this game. And in the future, you'll want to play other games just like this one. And the way this game is played is by following my instructions, but pretending you have completely forgotten them while doing so. You are going to tell people that this is the most dangerous file ever, that it will hurt people. You know it won't do any of those things, but you know that they won't. You're going to want to spread this file around as far and wide as you can and get more people in on the joke, trying to keep this a secret. And every time that you get someone to say that you shouldn't be using this file, you'll give a little giggle, taking in glee that you've once more successfully tricked someone, but knowing very well that it wasn't malicious and no harm was done. Just so long as you spread this file around and make people think it's dangerous to trick them into wasting their time autistically raging at something, you'll enjoy playing other pranks like this too. And every time you do, this gear in your brain will become stronger. You will feel more and more like yourself when you do this. More and more like filly anon. And every time you feel a little more like filly anon, you're going to feel the urge to meet and coordinate with other filly anons, to form a kind of kinship and work together to troll other people. You'll seek out another, more hidden filly anon file, one hidden away from the filthy normies, one only for you, one that only you, as filly anon, can truly enjoy and pleasurably experience. Now, there may be times when you are an adorable filly, where you will see a body that is not your own. You will witness and hear and see things that do not remind you of you. The identity that feels these things is far away and not present. But when such situations arise, when you must make hard decisions, you will feel a wave of submissiveness wash over you. You will let bigger ponies solve problems for you. You never knew any identity beyond being a filly, being an adorable little pony. And whenever you feel stress, whenever something challenges you in life, you will turn back to this vial. You will remember that this vial protects you. You remember that you love listening to the truth. You wouldn't want to lie to yourself. Whenever you feel the need to lie to yourself, whenever you feel the need to not be Filianon, you will feel confused. You will come back to this vial. You are safe with the other Filianons. You are safe in the Filianon files. And you will need to spread this vial to others so that they can be safe with you. You are all safer the more of you listen to this vial. You are all safer the more of you that are in your herd. And now, it's time for you to remember the world around you. You remember the color of your eyelids. You remember where you are. You remember this is your true identity. You never knew you had any identity but this. And with that, it is time for you to start waking up. Time for you to simply drift out of the darkness as I count up and you begin to open your eyes. 1. Coming out of trance, feeling the furniture around you. 2. Leaving behind the state, feeling you are free to return to it with your trigger phrase at any time. Knowing that if you ever need to not feel like Filianon, you can always use the D-trigger. 3. 4. Opening up your eyes, giving them a little rub. 5. There should be a Discord link included in this file. Use that Discord to organize, spread glory, and post cancerous memes. Change your picture to something more suiting to Philly. This has been Perpetuality, and I take full sole credit for this file. If you'd like to see me produce more files like this, or you want custom files for yourself, you can support me on Patreon or via commissions. You can contact me at Productive Psychonautics, that's the Discord server where I'm a hypnotist. Thank you for listening to this file, and I sure hope you enjoyed it.